Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. Man, I'm so happy to get this person back in studio, right back here at Comedy 103.1. This weekend, she's at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. I'd like to welcome back Tammy Pescatelli. What's up, Tammy?
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It's good to see you.
Good morning. Now, I got to say, I'm extra happy you're here.
Okay.
Because this like Friday and Saturday, we're supposed to get like maybe a little bit of snow. So I'm glad you brought your sunshine to our lives.
Oh, Lord. You were the warm only person ever that said I'm Miss Sunshine.
You're the sunshine. You added some warmth to the Colorado this week.
You're so kind. I don't know what's going on. It's funny, though. The only thing that's good about snow is that no one's going to bother me to go hiking. I love coming to Denver, but the whole thing... You can't even say, hey, what are you doing? You want to go to lunch with a friend? They're like, oh, yeah, you want to go for a hike? You want to go for a walk? You want to go for a run? You want to go for a bike? No, I don't. I want to sit down and eat like the fatty that I am.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, I got some friends that still, they want to go hiking in the snow. And I'm like, because I don't mind a hike. I'll go, like, I went hiking like last week. And I'm like, when it's muddy and all that, I don't want to hike.
I'm not hiking in the snow unless I'm looking for the Yeti.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's only for a reward.
That's it.
That's all I'm trying to do is... You know, get a new YouTube channel, and the Yeti.
Tammy and the Yeti. Well, we're glad we don't need to do any hiking this week because you're doing the comedy. You're right back here at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. I remember you were one of the first people I interviewed a couple years ago when I started interviewing comedy. And you were talking about then because you were at the Downtown Club and you were just talking about what an experience it is at the 16th Street Mall. And I don't think you'll have to, it'll be quite a different experience. Obviously, you've done the South Club. It's quite different than the 16th Street Mall down here in Greenwood Village.
Yeah, there's something about walking down steps, descending from earth level inward, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to start comedy, it's like the seven rings of like Dante's Inferno. Like, comedy below ground is when it's good, it's fire.
Right.
It's crazy fire. And we have great shows over here at South. It's just a different thing. It's like that room is set up as in the South room is like, it's like you're at a theater. You're at you are there. That is, it's like you're taping a special every single night. People want to, it's just in the presentation makes such a big difference.
Just the environment around it. Like the 16th Street Mall is a very unique place. It's quite different than down here in the Landmark Tower because that's what we were talking about. I think you compared it to sometimes you think you're walking in a Walking Dead episode.
That's true. My Walking Dead. I love it. Yeah. Not, you got to take Lucille with you though.
They're trying to, you know, clean it up, I guess, supposedly, and they just have like random I think just a couple weeks ago there was a video of a guy just running around with something and just swinging at people just randomly, and it's like, okay,
I'm hoping it wasn't his penis. That's all.
I don't think it was that. Yeah. I don't think that would have been.
I've seen that walking down there at 2 o'clock in the morning too. Trust me.
They're used to that.
Some weird stuff down there.
They're used to that.
You know, and then every time you walk 2 feet and someone, can I talk to you about the environment? No, you stink. Don't talk to me about the environment until you use deodorant or at least showered
exactly.
at one point.
I'm trying my best to cause global warming so that we don't have snow in May, okay? Leave me alone. What's been going on with you?
Craziness. Getting ready to do another special.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because I think, you know, I think I waited till I had a lot of people, I think, are turning out these specials so quick that they're not that special. And I think this is time. The last special I taped was 2013. So this one is long overdue. I think I was ready last year, but I had to get the rights to it back from a production company. So I'm going to do it in August. It's cool. The Way After School special.
The Way After School
special. Yeah, Don't Engage the Crazy. Uh-huh. Because I believe that everything my generation learned was from the After School special. Because our parents didn't talk to us. They didn't tell us stuff. And then, you know, they all had themes. So my theme is Don't Engage the Crazy. Like, you don't walk downtown Denver and think you're going to have a philosophical conversation with somebody who's just hanging. Listen, he just was picking his nose.
Yeah,
like, you can't really talk to him about global warming.
But he was deep in thought while he was picking his nose.
He was
picking a
winner. That's what he was doing.
And, you know, this is an interesting time now with comedy and, like, stand-up specials. Because, you know, before you obviously, you know, you had the HBOs and Showtimes, which were kind of a method to get that out via TV. And then, obviously, Comedy Central came in. Now you got Hulu, you got Netflix, YouTube.
CISO, like, CISO is hot right now.
So many options out there.
Yeah, or like I just want to get this done. I'm not even thinking that I may even sell it. Mm-hmm. I think I might just put it out. Like, and you would have never thought that before. Mm-hmm. You had to sell it. It had. I'm thinking that I may just have a release where people... You know, I was thinking of starting actually kind of, not a GoFundMe, but like a fund for people.
Yeah.
And just people you don't, almost like a John Bon Jovi restaurant. Like, donate it what you can, laugh if you need to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we'll give it to somebody because I can't build a house, but I can pack a house.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, who knows what will happen with it, you know?
Well, whatever you do with it, let us know so we can help, you know, pump it up and let people know about it. And,
I appreciate it.
Get that going.
I appreciate it because, you know, like, I think that's, I just got onto it the other day. I told people, I'm on stage and I'm like, you can't be sensitive because all comics are doing is trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
45 minutes out of your day, we are specifically trying to take you out of your problems and deliver you into mirth.
Which is rare because it seems like everybody else in your life is trying to do the opposite.
Right. It's not my fault that you're married and you hate your spouse. It's not my fault that you don't have the guts to go change jobs. It's not my fault that you didn't plan your student loans accordingly, right? Like, some people don't need comedy. They need therapy, all right? So I can't help you with that. But why give comics a hard time? Like, why are they picking on, like, systematically going at comics for something they say when our entire life has been dedicated to make you laugh? Like, that's the dumbest thing in the world. That's almost like kicking a baby.
Well, I think social media just helped amplify it. Like, the Twitter critics and the Twitter, I mean, it just... You know, when you're behind a keyboard, you get maybe a little brave, or you just get a little bored.
And
you
clicktivism.
You're a little bored, and you just want to, You can find something, anything to complain about.
Well,
and comedy is such an easy target. I mean, I can't tell you through the course of a day just here on comedy how many calls I get about 84 different topics. Why are you doing comedy about guns? Why are you doing comedy about guns? Why are you doing comedy about Republicans? Why are you doing comedy about Democrats? I'm like, it's comedy. It's joking. It's looking at the world and making jokes about it.
That's exactly right. And that's the other thing, too, is people take it out of context. Like, if you tune in to this station, you should know it's all about jokes.
Yeah.
If you don't like jokes, there are other places. That's called news.
Yeah.
Opposite of comedy is news. Although sometimes now it's a combination.
The same thing.
But it's always been that way.
Yeah.
There are only 7 jokes in the entire world. Nothing new is happening right now that didn't happen 20 years ago. We just talk about it in a different way because 20 years ago, they might not have wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
They weren't putting it all out there for people to know all the things. And certainly 50 years ago, people didn't know. But all these exact same topics are happening. So it's nothing new.
There's different twists on it, different voices, different opinions. And
You hope somebody doesn't take it word for word.
Well, yeah.
And, you know.
But they want to make it easy on themselves, you know, just find some obscure comedy and copy and paste. That's not good.
I've seen it happen. Let's just say.
We've got Tammy Pascatelli in studio. She is at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. And get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So is some of the stuff you're doing this weekend setting up for your special in August?
Every single thing is setting up for this hour to really, I'm really running it, trying to get it tight because the whole thing is don't engage the crazy. And I think that's kind of, I don't have a message. I'm certainly not a message comic, but I know who I am. Like, you know, I know who I am every minute of every day. So everything I say is from a certain perspective. And that's what this is about. Like, you don't have, it's not a TED talk by any stretch of the imagination. But I think when you leave, I want you to walk away. Like, my take home gift to you is know the signs of some crazy people. Stop yourself from getting involved in the, like, guys, I have brothers and cousins, you know, they wake up like 3 years in a relationship and been like, oh, that girl was crazy. She's crazy. And I'm like, you knew she was crazy the day you met her. You saw a white woman with a flower in her hair and you're not in Hawaii. That's craziness right there. Like, you should have known.
You did know. You blinded yourself to that fact.
Yeah, you wanted to sleep with her. You shut it down.
Exactly. And what I like is, you know, when comedians come here and, you know, they have the stuff with the special, the cool thing about these shows is, I mean, you know, if you go to these shows this weekend, you might see stuff that doesn't end up in the special because, you know, it's people working on their specials or whatever. So, you know, you can watch a special, a finished product, but, you know, you go to these shows, you get to see something that maybe the rest of the country won't get to see. You know,
yeah. Goes and I write here a lot, like, because I feel comfortable to take the risks on stage.
Yeah.
So what more than likely has always happened for me is I come up with material while I'm here.
Yeah.
Because this is such an amazing audience. Comedy Works has cultivated just such great comedy. Like, it takes a long time to become a comedian, but it takes a long, I mean a good comedian, you know what? And, and each time you put pressure, a good comedians put pressure on themselves to continue to be good. It takes a long time to become a good comedy audience. Like, you have a role in this.
And you need the right comedy club to help facilitate that sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And they've taught them really well.
Well, that's one of the fortunate things about here in Colorado to have, you know, Comedy Works here. And just over the decades, just built such a great audience for it. So all the, you know, obviously all the great comedians like you get to be here. And now you get to stop by Comedy 103.1 and make my day. So it's all
awesome. I don't know if I'm great, but, you know, I think once people think you're, like, I keep hitting something. Is this the counter? Are we hiding people? Are there hostages?
Let's just say don't open it. Don't open it.
Whatever. I'm from Cleveland. Trust me.
You
I'm
might need to put gloves on. Come on. It's Walking Dead under there. So yeah, just keep
man,
a distance.
Man, I can't handle it. Do you watch Walking Dead?
I did. Yeah, I did. Well,
you
I do and I did.
It?
Yeah. I mean, up until the last episode. Yeah.
Crazy. Do you watch?
Here's the problem with Walking Dead, though.
It's
because of Netflix. I got so used to binging shows, I'm not used to watching a show as it's live, so I have to wait every week and wait 4 months and wait 5. It's like, now we got to wait till what? Like,
dude,
Halloween.
I'm out of shows right now.
Yeah.
Because the shows I watch are Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Ray Donovan, Shameless, right?
Like, yeah.
And none of those are in season right now. Mm-hmm. And I do not know what to do with myself. I'm like watching the Casey Anthony documentary and going, how crazy is this? They let this broad out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. Talk about don't engage the crazy. That broad is a cute, like, if you saw her at a club, you'd be like, she's cute. Then you realize, like, she killed her baby.
Yeah.
And yet we just let her walk. Like,
exactly.
She totally killed her baby and she's out trolling for D and
bars. Yeah, that, the O.J. Simpson story, like, that documentary was like 6 hours long. So, I mean, I sat through that because I was running out of shows. Yeah, but that's the problem with Netflix. Get you into binge mode. And now when you watch these shows as they happen, it's just, it's kind of messing with my, I don't know if it's ADD or what it is. But yeah.
No, I just want to see it to the end.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Like, you just want to, it almost makes you want to, but you can't skip anymore
because
someone always blows it on social media. So if you decide not to watch your show, then you have to stay off of the internet too, because it's on every hashtag everywhere. Oh.
I give people 48 hours. I won't mention who died, but 48 hours later, if you haven't seen it, you're not a fan of the show. Don't read my tweets. I'm gonna talk about the person who died so I can have some dialogue with the other fans.
One of my friends ended up being cast on Walking Dead, and I'm so excited for her, but I hate it because it takes me out of it. Like, I love I love Bill Burr, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the greatest comics of all time, right? Super good guy, super, you know, friend of mine. When I saw him on Breaking Bad, he and Lavelle, I was so happy for them to get cast. But then I was like, ooh, I don't want to break the four. Like, I don't want. That's Burr and Lavelle. I don't want to. You know, you're happy for them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You take me out of my my fantasy here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a catch 22.
It is. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, this weekend, it's going to be like a cool hour outside. So you need to get to a comedy club, laugh. It warms you up and all that. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. We got Tammy Pescatelli. She's at Comedy Works south of the Landmark. And thank you for always making time for us over here at Comedy 103.1.
You're the best, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Tammy.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.